Ancient tradition and modern sensibility come together in the music of Spanish folk singer Maria Salgado.
La novia se bañaba, el novio se alegraba, bañábase. La novia se bañaba, el novio se alegraba, bañábase.
The bride bathed, the groom was on cloud nine. She bathed and bathed. The opening words from The Bride's Bath, one of the songs on the latest recording by Maria Salgado, called Seven Ways to Cook Eggplant. Salgado sings the history of her country's people. Raised in the north central part of Spain, she is steeped in the varied traditions that have influenced Spanish culture, from Castilian to Celtic to Moroccan. So in her songs, you hear not only guitar and tambourine, but also bouzouki, bagpipes, and hurdy-gurdy. Salgado also makes frequent use of a vocal technique called melisma, which refers to a group of notes sung to a single syllable. We spoke with Maria Salgado in Madrid about her musical heritage.
Bueno, yo nací en esa comunidad autónoma.
Since I was born in Castilla León, which is a big province with a rich cultural heritage, a folkloric heritage, perhaps for that reason I have been interested in the folklore of Castilla León since I was very young.
So did you grow up listening to this music, or how did you discover it?
A mí me llegaban influencias de otras partes del mundo, de música anglosajona.
I used to listen to English pop music and the interest that those artists had in their folk traditions is perhaps what brought me to take a special interest in the folk music of my region.
Why don't we listen to a little bit of the first song, the title song from this recording, which is Seven Ways to Cook an Eggplant, and then we'll talk a little bit about it.
Siete modos de guisados, se guisa la merengena. La primera que la guisa es la baba de lena. Ya la hace bocadicos y la mete en una cena. Esta comida la llama comida de merengena. A mi tío será así, que le agrada beber vino. Con el vino, 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 mucho y bien a él le vino.
Some of Seven Ways to Cook Eggplant, a traditional folk song sung by Maria Salgado from her recording, her new recording of the same name. I must say, that is an unusual title and topic for a song, isn't it?
Pues la verdad es que sí, es un título muy largo, muy poco frecuente porque...
Yes, it's a bit unusual and very long since it's about cooking and cooking ingredients, the eggplants. Normally people sing about love. But I wanted to sing about culinary culture.
Esta comida la llaman la comida la dolma. Esta comida la llaman la comida la dolma. A mi tío será así, que le agrada.
Es una canción, antes quería comentarte que es una canción cantada.
I wanted to say before that the song is sung in medieval Castilian that has been conserved by the Jewish communities from the Sephardic diaspora, and the song is from the Jewish community in Rhodes.
In Rhodes, in Greece.
Sí, ellos estuvieron durante siglos en España y esto llegó a
the Sephardic community was in Castilla León for centuries, and that heritage has come down to me, even though the language has been lost here in Spain.
Let me ask about the language. So the song, is it not being sung in Spanish? Is it being sung in Sephardic language, the combination of Spanish and Hebrew? Is that right?
Es, bueno, a mí me llega como lo que se hablaba en la
I think it's more the language that was spoken in Castile in the Middle Ages, the Spanish, medieval Spanish.
Se fue solo un día, salió de mi vida, pero aún entretiene mi dulce agonía. Camina despacio y siempre en el borde, no tiene futuro y nunca se esconde.
Maria, you studied with one of the masters of folk music in Spain. Can you tell me about him, please?
Yo empecé muy joven cantando, interesándome por la música.
I started to get interested in singing folk music when I was quite young, and I had the good fortune to meet and work with one of the great masters of Spanish folklore, who was Agapito Maranzuelo.
Él era muy mayor cuando yo tuve la suerte de conocerle.
He was quite old when I met him, but we did share some years of life together, and he taught me how to use adornments such as melismas, which are very important in Spanish music.
Why don't we listen to an example of a song that uses these melismas? Can you tell me which one from this new recording we should choose?
Si queréis, os canto yo aquí un trocito.
If you'd like, I'll sing you a little bit.
We'd love it.
Quizá en los cantos a capela es donde más se disfruta de ese tipo.
It's actually perhaps in a cappella music that we can best enjoy this kind of musical adornment, musical painting.
El sol se va poniendo. Por altas cumbres, ya se va quien nos quita.
Now that sounds to me like it has Arabic influence. Does it have Arabic influence?
Nosotros en nuestra comunidad han vivido.
Yes, it definitely has Arab influences. In our country, we have lived Arabs, Christians, and Jews all together, and that has created a great store of traditions.
Que cuanto más morenita, más me enamora. El sol se va poniendo.
Maria, let me ask you two things. How do you find these songs? How do you do your research? And what are you looking for primarily, lyrics or melody?
La melodía dejo que me llegue.
First, I let the melody come to me. And if the lyrics are beautiful, I keep them and sing them. But if I don't like them, then I rewrite them.
Yes, you have, on this recording, you've rewritten the lyrics for one of these songs. I was very curious about that because I thought that part of preserving this music meant preserving the original lyrics. So how do you decide that it's okay just to change them?
La música tradicional tiene que estar viva. Por lo tanto,
traditional music has to be alive and therefore open to different kinds of feelings and different responses.
Let's listen to that song that I was referring to called Amor, Amor, My Love. And this is a traditional song for which, Maria, you wrote some new lyrics.
Recuerdo que me abrazaste en una calle sombría y llorando me dijiste que nunca me olvidarías, amor, amor. Me has olvidado y a lo mejor quisiera saber el cómo y el cuánto y por qué.
Entonces hay letras que, aunque a mí me llegan,
there are many medieval lyrics that are very, very beautiful, but those that don't, that are anachronistic, or that don't reach my heart and don't work with my voice, then I change them.
Now you also have, Maria, on this recording, work songs, which I think many of us associate with folk music for whatever reason. Work songs, and one of them is called the Reaping Song, Canto de Siega.
Mm-hmm. Uno de los más bellos cantos de trabajo. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's one of the most beautiful work songs.
Todo lo cría la tierra. Todo lo cría la tierra. todo se lo comenzó.
I'm just going to read some of the lyrics from this reaping song. Everything grows from the earth. Everything is burned away by the sun. Money solves everything. Everything's defeated by love. Everything grows from the earth. It's so nice to take your hand. It's such a joy to walk along like this. Your eyes are two stars when they look at me. It's so nice to take your hand. These are beautiful lyrics because it turns from talking about, it has a kind of rhythmic sense. You can tell that the people are going through reaping, but then it turns into a really a kind of love song at the same time.
Es una canción de amor. Todo lo vence el amor. Sí, esta.
It is a love song. Love conquers all. And I found the first four lines in a songbook from Burgos. Burgos is a region in Castilla y León. It's to the north of Valladolid, very close to the Basque country. And they seemed so wonderful to me, but very short, and so I wrote the next four lines.
You keep coming back to love, Maria. It's always love.
Claro.
Siempre es el amor.
Después de la cocina. Pues, vuelvo al amor.
Clearly, after the kitchen, I return to love.
What a great combination.
La mejor.
The best.
Cuando me miran a mí, qué bien se va de tu mano.
Maria Salgado, thank you so much for talking with us. We've really enjoyed your music.
Y yo también. Muchísimas gracias y me encanta poder conectar con ese país.
Likewise, and thank you very much. It's been a great pleasure to communicate with your country.
Maria Salgado's latest recording is called Seven Ways to Cook Eggplant. She spoke to us from Spanish National Radio in Madrid, and the interpreter was Emily Franco Mano.